Hello, SP.
SP, 大家好。
It's such a privilege to be joining all of you this morning.
今天早上非常开心跟大家在一起。
This is my brother Max, and my name is Hyunsu.
然后这位是贤珠，我是 Max.
And really, it's our privilege to be sharing the word of God this morning.
今天非常荣幸能跟大家一起分享神的话语。
I can't really believe that it's already been 2 years since we've all been able to see one another.
真是不敢相信说我们这次大会的话上一次已经是两年之前了。
But I believe that God is working through this conference and Holy Spirit is uniting us together.
但我相信说神真的是在这次大会中做工，然后圣灵也把我们召聚在一起。
So can I invite us to pray together?
那我请邀请大家一起跟我们一起祷告。
Father, once again, we ask you to do a work that only you can do.
神呢，我们再次邀请你来做只有你能做的工。
That you would...Reveal yourself to us as your people.
真的向你的子民彰显你的荣耀。
That we would have a powerful encounter with you today.
是让我们今天能够跟你有充满力量的这样的会面。
God, I pray that you would use our lips to speak your words and not our own words.
主啊，请你使用我们的嘴来传讲你的话语，而不是我们的话语。
And that you would fill each and every one of the rooms where we are gathered right now.
然后，请你充满我们所在的每一个房间。
We also declare that if there is anything that is not of the Spirit of God in any of these places, that you will leave right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们也以耶稣的名来宣告，如果在我们所处的房间有任何不属神的事物的话，我们奉耶稣的名斥责你离开。
You have no authority where the people of God are gathered, and you will go to the place that is set before you by Jesus Christ Himself.
你在神的子民所聚集的地方没有能力，然后你要去到耶稣为你准备的地方。
Once again, our prayer before you, Lord, is very simple. Come, Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们对你的祷告非常的简单，就是圣灵，求你来。
Thank you. We give you this time.
感谢你，我们把这时间交托给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名，我们祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen. As I was praying for our gathering today, I felt like God just put a very simple verse into my heart.
那我在为今天的这次讲到来祷告的时候，我觉得神把一个很简单的经文放在我的心里。
It says in Romans 8 verse 19 that creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
那就是罗马书第八章十九节，受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
You know, there's something so powerful about this phrase that creation itself, it's waiting with bated breath, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed.
这句话如此充满力量，就是神的受造之物甚至都屏住呼吸来等待神他的这种彰显。
And who is creation waiting for? It's waiting for us as the sons of God, you, me.
那谁在等候呢？那就是我们是受造之物，就像你我一样。
But I'm sure you're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking.
但是我想你跟我想的应该是一样的。
I'm already here.
你说我都已经在这儿了呀。
Ta-da! What are you waiting for?
啊，你在等什么呢？我在这儿了。
But it seems like this verse is talking about something more, that creation is waiting for something more.
但是这句话却说的是，好像受造之物在等候更多的东西。
And I think that what it's saying is that creation is waiting not just for us,to know that we are sons of God, but that we would operate as sons of God in that identity here on earth in such a way that creation itself is impacted.
所以我们等候的不仅仅是说我们知道自己是谁，而是更是应着神对我们的应许彰显和活出来他们想让我们活出来的样子，这样这个创造本身就发生了奇妙的变化。
You see, I believe we see this that there is a difference between just knowing my identity as a son of God and really operating in the power of being a son of God.
我想仅仅知道自己的身份是神的孩子和真正行出自己是神的孩子这样的一个动力，它是有中间是有区别的。
If we look at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, there's a powerful scene where Jesus is baptized and the Holy Spirit like a dove comes and descends upon him.
那如果我们看到圣经一开始耶稣施工的开始的时候，我们看到一个奇妙的景象，那就是圣灵像鸽子一样从天上降下来。
And then immediately in Luke chapter 4 verse 2, it says that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and he returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness.
就在路加福音四章二节如此说，耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野。
So now we see that Jesus is here. He is full of the Holy Spirit, full of the affirmation of the Father as a Son of God.
所以这里耶稣被圣灵充满，充满了他作为神的孩子这样的确据。
But then something happens in the wilderness, in these 40 days of fasting, of depending on God, of facing temptation.
但是在之后的四十天中，然后他却真的是真正是有这个来自魔鬼的这样的攻击跟试探。
It says that when he exits the wilderness later in verse 14, that Jesus returns in the power of the Spirit to Galilee.
当他从这四十天的禁食中出来了之后，在第十四节如此说：耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利。他的名声就传遍了四方。
So there is something that happens in this period that is a transformation from being just from being a beloved son to now an empowered son who is full of the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这四十天中发生了一件事情，那就是耶稣从知道自己是神的爱子，到真正能够靠圣灵来行出神的能力。
What I believe, brothers and sisters, is that.What this means is that creation is not just waiting for sons who simply know that they are loved by God and know the Holy Spirit, but creation is waiting for empowered sons and daughters who are operating out of that identity and reaching out to the world.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们相信说这个创造本身不仅仅是在等待着我们这些受造之物知道我们是谁，而是等待着这些受造之物真正行出受造本身这样的力量。
But I know if you're anything like me though, I know that sometimes we can get stuck in this Jordan stage.
那如果你像我的话，有时候我们可能就会被卡在这样的一个在约旦河的这样的一个阶段。
And what do I mean by that?
这是什么意思呢？
You know, the Jordan was where Jesus was baptized.
那约旦河呢？那就是耶稣被受洗的地方。
And I know from much of my own Christian life that I have spent so much time just asking God, God, would you confirm once again that you love me? Would you once again fill me with the Holy Spirit?
你知道，我作为基督徒，无数次的就在这样的一个地方说，神啊，你再次的给我一个确据，说我是你的孩子，你再次向我显现一下。
But...Even after God does that, I find myself still not sure, still insecure, and going back again and again to that same place.
神再次给了我确据，而我又重新回到这样的一个多疑的状况，然后就如此的反复。
We get stuck in just being unable to move beyond just wanting to know that I'm a son of God. But I believe that God has something more for us.
那我们就不愿意踏出去那一步，踏出那个已经知道我们是神的孩子，那个踏出那个说知道神给我们更多的这样的一个阶段。
Can I show you a passage that shows what it looks like when we operate as empowered sons?
那我给大家彰显一个经文，就是说我们成为神的被赋能的孩子应该是什么样子。
Now, if you're familiar with the story in Luke 10, there's a scene where Jesus, he sends out his 72 disciples to go on ahead of him to declare that the kingdom of God is near.
那如果大家记得在路加福音第十章中的时候，耶稣差派了七十个门徒，然后去做工，去传福音。
And it says that as they came back, that these 72 disciples, they returned with joy.Saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
所以第十七节中说，那七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来，说主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。
And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing.Shall hurt you.
我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇跟蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
I believe this is such a powerful image.
我相信这真是一个充满能力的画面。
That by the authority that has been given to them through Jesus Christ, that these disciples moved in such a powerful way that even Satan himself falls like lightning, defeated.
通过圣灵给予这七十个门徒的能力，然后他的能力使得说连撒旦从天上坠落像闪电一样。
This is the power of what it looks like to operate as an empowered son and daughter, to be able to overcome the challenges of the spiritual forces of darkness and to have victory.
这就是当我们作为这些赋能的孩子们真正能行出神的力量的时候能发生的一些事情。
Not just in the spiritual realm, but really in our world, which is both spiritual and physical, that our entire world, creation itself, would be impacted, healed, and restored by the things that we do.
那 不仅仅是在这种属灵的层面，那同时也是在我们现今的这样的地上，这种属灵跟这种地上交汇的这样的地方，然后能够发生很多神奇的事情，然后能够得医治，然后能有奇迹发生。
So I believe there are two things that we need to know today.
所以我们觉得今天我们需要知道两件事情。
The first is that we are already empowered. We have everything that we need.
第一点就是我们已经被赋能，我们拥有所需的一切。
If you're anything like me, you probably have felt inadequate most of your spiritual life.
那如果你像我一样的话，大家可能都觉得说自己是有些不配，能力不足。
If we're very honest with ourselves, we feel like we don't know enough of the Bible.
如果你像我一样，都会觉得说啊，我们自己对圣经的了解不够。
I definitely don't pray enough.
啊，祷告肯定不够。
And I'm an incredibly impatient person.Who gets angry, frustrated, discouraged way too easily?
那我可能是一个非常容易生气且没有耐心，经常容易气馁的这样的一个人。
Instead of feeling empowered, so often, I think the definition of how I feel is powerless.
那与其说我被赋能，其实我是更像无能一样。
But I believe that this is a lie of the enemy.
但我觉得这是魔鬼给的一个谎言。
If we go back to that same story of Jesus sending out his 72 disciples,
如果我们回到当初耶稣差派七十个使徒的这样的一个故事中，
when he sends them out, this is what he says to them.
那当把这七十个门徒发出去了之后，他是这么说的：
Go your way. Behold, I am sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack.No sandals and greet no one on the road.
他说：“你们去吧，我差你们出去，如同羊羔进入狼群，不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。”
Jesus, he's not making it easy for his disciples.
他可真是不让这些门徒们舒舒服服、容容易易的去。
In the midst of wolves,
就好像羔羊入羊群一样。
And he doesn't say take a weapon.
他也没说带武器。
He doesn't say take all your resources or take a whole group of people with you.
他也没说带着所有的这些工具啊，带着这个一大帮人一起去。
He says go two by two.
他说两个人。
And take almost nothing.
几乎什么都不要带。
Except what you're wearing.
就除了你身上穿戴的这些。
And not even that there's somebody there, but he says they're responsible to find somebody, a place to stay.
没有人接待他们，反而他说你需要找能接待你们的人。
So what Jesus is doing here is very interesting. He's giving them almost nothing. From a leadership perspective, this is not great leadership.
所以耶稣什么都没有给他们。如果从带领人的领导角度来讲的话，这个带领的不咋地。
But I believe that the reason Jesus is doing this is to show them,By his authority, they already have everything that they need.
但是从耶稣这种角度来讲，他其实想告诉门徒，你们已经所拥有你们所需要的一切了。
You know, for our community here, we've been learning this lesson very clearly in this past season.
所以在过去的这个季节，我们这个教会深刻地理解到这一点。
You know, we had a really great location for so many years.
你知道我们若干年来有一个特别棒的聚会的地点。
We love that place.
我们特别喜欢那个地方。
We invested a lot of our heart, a lot of our resources into making it really a home for our community.
我们非常的用心，用了很多资源把那个造成一个我们很喜欢的家。
So when we moved, it was really quite a big blow to our community.
所以当我们真的被迫离开那个地方的时候，对我们是一个挺大的打击。
And it wasn't even that God was moving us from one place to a better place.
他还不是说神把我们从一个这样的地方带到一个更好的地方。
In fact, the best way to describe it, I believe, is that for the past 2 years, we have been a nomadic community.
哎呀，怎么说呢？就像过去的两年，我们就好像变成了一个游牧民族一样。
Our Sunday services have been in different places.
我们的周日的这样聚会，然后在不同的地方。
It's been in homes.
然后在大家的家里
It's been in office buildings
有可能在办公室里
It's been in bars
然后甚至在酒吧里
Our Noah's Ark rooms have been in kindergartens and in tea houses
那我们的主日学有可能是在幼儿园里甚至在茶园里面
And not only that, but each and every one of our leaders have had the extra challenge of not only leading their groups but also suddenly becoming service coordinators, security teams, admin staff
我们所有的这些小组的带领人们从一开始仅仅带领小组突然间变成了一个大杂工，然后要管负责这个聚会的安全，各种的后勤事务。
Instead of just running two services like we used to, we basically are trying to run maybe 8 to 10 services a week.
就好像原先其实我们上下午就两堂，但现在的话，我们整个教会甚至每天那个周日都会有8到10个聚会同时进行。
Because each location requires new coordination and new effort, especially when we're changing locations as well too.
因为所有的那些聚会的地点都需要全新的这样的准备，然后我们还经常换这样的聚会地点。
We have no worship bands.
我们突然间就没有敬拜的这样的乐队了，然后也没有音响系统了。
Basically, it feels like God has stripped away everything that we used to have.
就好像神突然间带走了我们所有那些曾经有的东西。
And yet, through all this, we've continued to experience the transformative power of the Holy Spirit.
但是在这一切中，我们一直在行使着神所带给我们的充满改变能力的这样的力量。
And for many of us, what used to be so challenging and difficult has become normal for how we operate as a community.
所以对于很多人来讲，一开始非常艰难的这样的这些步骤，已经成为我们日常习惯的这样的所行的事情了。
Church, let us not be caught in this lie that we need to have tools, we need to have training and experience, and only then can we operate as empowered sons and daughters.
教会啊，我们不要被这样的一个谎言所欺骗，那就是我们需要有所有的工具、培训、经验来成为赋能的孩子们。
The word of God and how Jesus prepared his disciples says that this is not true at all.
那真的圣经的话语和耶稣的话语告诉我们这根本就不是这样子的。
The same Holy Spirit that Jesus had to overcome the temptations of the enemy, the same word of God that he used as defense, these are the very same things that we have today that God has given us to do everything that we need to do to be empowered sons and daughters.
同样的那个帮助耶稣在40天禁食中战胜魔鬼的这样的圣灵，所有的这些力量，同时我们也是同时拥有这些力量的。
He's given us authority.
他也给我们的这样的能力。
And he's given us the best thing of all. He's given us the gift of his Holy Spirit.
他已经把他最美好的礼物，就是他的圣灵交托给我们。
The Holy Spirit who gives us the words to speak.
那圣灵给我们话语来传讲。
Who leads us in all truth.
在真理中带领我们
who gives us instructions and guidance
那给我们这种领导和这种话
and who gives us power to do the supernatural
给我们力量能做超自然的事情
and you know to be an empowered son and daughter and living out in this world it doesn't mean just going out on mission trips or to exotic and difficult locations
所以作为被赋能的孩子并不意味着天天就要跑到境外去然后来传讲神的话语来这种做短宣
it starts right now in our lives
是需要从我们每天点滴的生活中开始的。
This is what we are called to do. We may look like students, lawyers, teachers, investors.
是这样的，我们可能表面上看起来我们是学生，是律师或者是其他的从业人员。
But as empowered sons, we are called to operate in those realms in radically different, godly and powerful ways.
所以，但是被作为被赋能的孩子们，我们需要在这样的这些领域能够神奇的来彰显神的这样的方式。
The same paradigm and mindset that we have of relying on God and His Holy Spirit in our churches and small groups is the very same mindset and the very same power we are called to operate in our daily lives.
就像我们在这种运营我们每日的教会的这样的这种思维方式，也需要同时在我们每日的生活和工作中来彰显。
And the easiest way to check our hearts today is to ask ourselves this.
那最简单的来检查我们心的方式是这样子的。
Is to ask ourselves, am I relying on God's power or something else today?
就是今天我是不是仅寻求神的力量，或者我在寻求别的东西。
When we rely primarily on anything else other than God, we are operating in the power of this world.
那如果我们依靠神以外的东西的话，那我们就是在依靠世界的力量。
It does not mean that experience or best practices are things that we throw out.
这并不意味着说我们其实积累的那些经验是不重要的，我们可以完全把它扔掉。
But that those things are in submission to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是那些远不及圣灵对我们的带领。
Let him be the one to guide you, to tell you what to use in what time.
让圣灵来告诉你如何来使用你的这种时间和能力，在什么时刻。
The second thing and the last thing I want to say today
那第二点也是我想讲的最后一点
is that it's important for us to be empowered because when we are empowered, it further empowers our leaders.
那就是我们被赋能很重要因为当我们被赋能我们就能更能赋能带领者们。
You know, sonship is an important idea in our community.
那么作为儿子的身份，这一点是我们这个教会中非常重要的一点。
It's how we understand our relationship with leadership.
那就是我们如何来理解带领人。
But one of the things that we have to remember as well too is that our leaders are also sons.
我们需要知道的是，我们的带领人们同时也是神的孩子们。
And it's not only members who have to operate as empowered sons of God, but it's also our leaders who God desires to further empower as sons and daughters.
所以不仅仅是我们的会众需要作为被赋能的孩子们来行使神的力量的，同时这些带领人们也更加能够被赋能来赋能别人。
Let's turn to this passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们来到哥伦多前书第三章。
It says, But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. While there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way?
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
In this passage, Paul is rebuking the body of Christ for those who would continue to be infants in faith.
在这段经文中，保罗其实是指责了那些然后还在属灵的、非常像婴孩阶段的这样的教会。
I can only give you milk, he says, because you are still operating of the flesh of the world.
我只能喂你奶，是因为你们还在用世界的方式来行事。
You know, I believe that this happens to many of us in our own spiritual lives.
我相信这对我们所有很多人的这种属灵生活都是正确的。
We'd like to think that we're very mature.
那我想觉得自己是很成熟的。
But we end up getting stuck at a certain level of comfort, unwilling to go deeper in the word.
但是有时候我们就是卡在一个阶段，不愿意再走得更深了。
We're unwilling to go and make further changes to our lifestyle, unwilling to take bold steps in our workplaces with our family and our friends.
有些时候我们就不愿意在我们的生活中做出更重大的改变了，也不愿意在我们的工作场所，在我们的家庭里来做出这种更加勇敢的改变了。
But I think something powerful happens even among our leaders when the sons begin operating as empowered sons.
那即使在我们的带领人们中，那当我们真正决定被赋能的时候，神奇的事情也会发生。
Because if you think about it, what Paul is saying to them, not only is he saying, I want you to grow up, but he's saying this, that in order for him to begin operating at higher levels of leadership, of giving them something more, they must grow up.
那保罗其实说的是，为了就是让他自己本身也能够成长，然后呢，那所有的他这些底下的这些会众们，然后也需要成为被赋能的人来一起成长。
You know, this is something that I've had to learn even as a father.
那对于我作为我这样的一个属灵的父亲来讲，我也需要学习这一点。
You know, I used to just have to just mix some formula for my sons.
那作为一个父亲的话呢，原先我就是给宝宝来做这个来和奶粉就好了。
But as I've been ready for solid food, you know, it's been a real challenge as a chef to try to cook food that they'll actually enjoy and that's edible.
那之后呢，宝宝开始能吃固体食物了。那我作为一个大厨来讲的话，我希望能做出他喜欢吃的固体食物。
I've had to grow as a father because they are growing.
我作为一个爸爸需要成长，因为孩子们正在成长。
You know, I've seen an incredible thing happening in our own small groups here.
那在我们的小组中，我看到了非常奇妙的事情。
As the members of these small groups have started maturing in faith,operating in the prophetic, the pastoral, in healing, operating in true godly love for one another.
我看到说在我们的小组成员中，他们在他们的属灵中继续在成熟的时候，他们能够更多的在充满先知的话语，在牧会，在这种恩膏，在医治，以及在真的在神的真理中能够互相扶持大家的时候。
During this time, some of these leaders have begun saying, you know what? Leading my group has become a lot easier.
那有些带领人讲说，哦，带领我现在的小组已经变得更加容易了。
Right? Wow. Leading a small group is actually a joy because everybody is so mature.
那带领小组成为一个非常享受的事情，因为小组中的每个人都变得非常成熟了。
But you know what happens the moment that these leaders start saying that?
你知道当这些带领人们开始说这件事情的时候，意味着什么？发生什么了吗？
God has started putting something more in their hearts.
那神把更多的东西加在他们的心里了。
New ministries.
那新的事工。
New kingdom business ideas.
那这种新的充满神意的这样的工作岗位。
Deeper explorations of calling.
那对他们呼召的更深层次的这种渴求跟探索。
You know, these leaders through leading their groups have been discipled in, as God's sons and daughters to the challenge of loving their members, of learning patience, kindness.
那这些小组在带领中的话，那被神来服侍，然后他们作为神的孩子和女儿们，然后能够更加克服在爱中在挑战中这样的一些所有的这些挑战。
But this powerful thing has happened as their members are operating more and more as empowered sons and daughters instead of just as infants. It is giving them freedom and room for God to begin giving birth to new callings, new directions.
那当这些带领人们成为被更加赋能的孩子们的时候，那他们神就被神就呼召他们能够不再像孩子一样，能够有更多的这样的主意，能更多的呼召，更多的方向了。
See, when we operate as empowered sons and daughters, it gives more room for our leaders to be further empowered.
所以你看，当我们作为会众能够被更加赋能的时候，我们的带领人们也能因此而更加的被赋能。
Can I say this as a spiritual son to Pastor Sam?
我可不可以作为一个属灵的孩子，这样来向Sam 来说呢？
You know, one of my hopes as an empowered son is that I hope I can operate more and more by his strength so that Pastor Sam, that P. Sam might be empowered to grow even beyond his current role into the further incredible plans that God has for him.
我不可以这样说，那就是我作为一个属灵的孩子，我要能够更多的被神的力量所影响，这样 P. Sam 才能够更加的被赋能，来被带领到神所带他去到的更伟大的地方。
I don't want to see him just continuing to do the same things he's done over and over again for the next 20 years.
我不想看见 P. Sam 就是一直在做他过去二十年一直不停在做的同样的事情。
First of all, we don't know if he's going to live another 20 years.
首先的话，我也不知道还能不能再活二十年。
But the other thing is, I long for the day when he, as a spiritual father, as a leader, that he would operate in new ways, in new callings, in greater anointing.
那另外的话呢，我真的希望他作为属灵的父亲能够在新的呼召和不停的这样的恩膏中得到这种恩赐跟滋养。
Because this is love, brothers and sisters. Not that I just desire to grow, but I desire to see growth in those around me.
那这就是爱，不仅仅是看到我自己的成长，我也想看到周围的弟兄姊妹一起成长。
May we all have this heart.
让我们都共同有这样的一个心意。
That we would desire to grow so that one day our pastors, our leaders can say, wow, look at how our church, our group is growing.
那就是我们都有这样的心意一起来成长，所以这样有一天的话，我们的带领人们都说，你看我们的教会是如何的在成长。
Look how powerful it is that they are hearing and obeying God's voice.
你看他们是如何能够听见神的话语 并遵行神的声音。
That they are loving and ministering to one another by His Spirit.
他们通过圣灵来互相的扶持。
That they are operating to grow His kingdom in their workplaces.
他们也在他们的工作岗位中来扩大神的疆土。
In this moment, I believe God will start releasing new dreams and visions in our leaders.
我相信就在这一刻的话，神一定会释放新的梦想，新的呼召给我们的带领人们。
And this will only lead to greater growth and expansion of our churches.
这个一定会带来我们教会其他方面的更大的扩张。
When we grow, our leaders have room to grow.
当我们成长的时候，我们的带领人们就有更大的空间来成长。
When our leaders grow, I believe the whole church begins to expand and have a greater impact in our cities and in our nations.
而当我们的带领人们成长的时候，我相信我们的整个教会就会不停地向外扩张，给我们的城市，给我们的国家带来更大的影响。
Once again, brothers and sisters, creation is waiting with eager longing for the revealing of the empowered sons and daughters of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们呀，想再次提醒你们，真的神的受造之物正在切切慕的等候，然后作为神的众子显现出来。
And I believe that it begins today when we start with the simple desire.
当我们今天然后通过这样的一个简单的想法来开始的时候
that it says that we say to God, God, I want to be an empowered son and daughter.
你可以向神说主啊我希望能够成为被赋能的孩子们
that God, I know that I am a son, but I want to operate in the power of your Holy Spirit.
你可以说主啊我知道我是神的你的孩子但是我希望能够行出你的力量。
It is that willing to say, God, I want to begin moving forward, to begin moving, pressing forward for the sake of your kingdom.
因为你的国我愿意能够继续的往前走努力的往前行。
That I'm ready to go out of my comfort zones.
我准备好了走出我的舒适圈。
I'm ready to do the thing that is uncomfortable, the thing that is scary, the thing that requires faith.
那我愿意能做那些让我感觉到不舒服甚至不太安全那些需要信心才能做的事情
Because I believe in this way that God will show us that we were meant for far more than how we've been operating up until now
因为神将会向我们彰显其实我们本可以做我们也将来可以做远远多于我们现在做的事情
Creation is waiting for you, brothers and sisters
受造之物正在等候
God is waiting for you
神正在等候
He's given you everything that you need today
那神已经给了我们所有一切所需的事情
There is not a class that you need to take
你也不需要上什么课
But it is a desire in our heart and an utter reliance on God and God will start to move through us
那真的仅仅是靠我们的这种渴慕然后以及对神的仰仗那神会将这一切行出来
Can I invite us to begin praying right now together before the Lord?
想邀请大家一起在神的面前祷告。
And I want to encourage you, if that's you today, right now, that you have the desire to be an empowered son or daughter, I just want you to stand up from your seat.
如果你今天有这种真实的渴望，想成为被赋能的神的孩子，那你就从你的座位站起来。
To raise your hands before the Lord.
在神的面前张开你的双手。
And to say, God, here I am, empower me.
我在这里，主，来给我赋能吧。
And God, I am willing, I will go.
神啊，我愿意，我要去。
Let's pray together, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告，弟兄姊妹们。
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hyun-Soo.
Amen. 谢谢香苏牧师。
I want you to know I plan on playing sports for at least 20 more years, man. Right? Don't worry.
我想你知道我接下来20年还会继续运动的，所以不用担心我。
And let's do that. Let's respond to the word. Let's stand to our feet.
我们现在就站起来，然后一起对香苏牧师的讯息有所回应。
First John 3 says, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God.
约翰一书第三章第一节说小孩子们啊你不要被人诱惑行义的人才是义人正如主是义的一样
And so let's just worship the Lord and I feel something stirring in my heart and so let's just as we worship let's just allow the Holy Spirit to really speak to us about being empowered sons
我觉得圣灵正在感动我的心然后我们就一起专心的来敬拜
Go ahead Pastor Nate please lead us
Nate 牧师请你领导我们
I've tried so hard to see it Took me so long to believe it That you choose someone like me To carry your victory Perfection could never earn itYou give what we don't deserve and You take the broken things And raise them to glory You are my champion Giants fall when you stand undefeatedEvery battle you've won I am who you say I am You crown me with confidence I am seated In the heavenly place Undefeated With the one who has conquered it all Now I can finally see it. You're teaching me how to receive it. So let all the striving cease. This is my victory. Now I can finally see. Now I can finally see it. You're teaching me how to receive it. So let all the striving cease. This is my victory. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all. When I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. When I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority that Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority Jesus has given me. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all.
Thank you, Pastor Nate.
谢谢 Nate 牧师.
You know, the journey of being an empowered son starts with revelation.
要成为一个赋能的孩子的旅程 旅程，从我们的心里开始。
When you invite Christ into your heart, you are a child of God.
当你邀请上帝到你的心的时候，你就是上帝的孩子。
No one can take that away from you.
没有人可以把这个带走。
But as we journey with Christ, we learn more and more to walk in this place of sonship.
在我们跟上帝走在一起的同时，我们越来越学习到要怎么当一个好的孩子。
Like I said, in this empowered sonship starts with revelation.
在赋能的，成为一个赋能的孩子中间，我们要从启示开始。
It's a Matthew 3, 16 and 17 moment.
像马太福音第三章的第十六节的这个所说到的。
Remember when Jesus gets baptized and the voice comes out, the dove comes upon him, the Holy Spirit, the voice cries out, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
当耶稣受洗的时候，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他的身上。从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”And
we're already sons because Christ has died for us.
我们已经变成，当上帝为我们而死的时候，我们已经变成他的孩子了。
But we walk in the empowering when revelation comes to us.
我们在赋能的过程之中，启示就会来到我们身上。
And so if you haven't had that revelation yet, I just want to invite you to close your eyes right now.
如果你还没有得到这样的启示，我邀请你现在闭上眼睛。
We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your room wherever you're at right now.
我们要邀请圣灵来到你现在所在的地方。
And just ask him to rest upon you.
希望他能够来到你的身上。
And then for you to hear in your heart of hearts the voice of God.
在你的心中真正的去聆听上帝要对你说的话。
This is you're my son, you're my daughter.
他对你说你是我的儿子你是我的女儿。
I'm so proud of you.
我非常的为你感到喜悦。
I'm not disappointed in you.
我从来不会对你失望。
And maybe some of you have had that revelation before.
可能你们当中有些人之前已经有了这样子的启示。
But I believe it's something that we need over and over again.
但我相信我们要一直不时地提醒自己。
Remember, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren.
要记住，敌人是总是会这样子在旁边控诉你。
He's the devil.
他是邪恶的，他是魔鬼。
The word it says diabolos in Greek.
在希腊文中，它的发音是 diavolo.
And it means actually something to throw across.
这个代表了就是把十字架把从旁边把东西丢过来。
And the enemy is constantly throwing accusations at us.
我们的敌人一直把控诉丢往我们的身上。
Telling us that God's not happy with us.
告诉我们上帝其实对我们并不喜悦。
He's telling us that we're failures.
告诉我们我们是失败的。
That we're not doing things right.
我们没有在做对的事情。
That God's disappointed.
上帝对我们感到非常的失望。
And I want you to know it's a lie.
我要你知道这些都是谎言。
Yesterday, my wife and I went to go see Jackie Pollinger.
昨天我太太跟我一起去看 Jackie Pollinger 牧师。
And she just invited us to come out to her place and just to minister to us.
她邀请我到他们家中。
And as she was praying for my wife and I,
她在帮我跟我太太祷告。
Just those words came out of her mouth.
这时候这些以下的文字从她口中说出来。
Said Sam, God is not disappointed in you.
她告诉我说 ，Sam， 上帝并不会对你感到失望。
He loves you. He's proud of you.
他非常的爱你，他非常的为你感到骄傲。
And I just broke down. My wife as well.
我跟我的太太两个人都非常感动的哭了。
And we need to be reminded this over and over and over again. No matter how many times God has told you this.
我们需要一直不时的被提醒这件事情，虽然上帝已经不时的告诉我们。
Because the accuser of the brethren is constantly bringing accusation against us.
因为同时敌人也在不断的控诉我们。
So can we do this? Can we close our eyes wherever we're at?
我们不论我们现在正在哪里，可不可以闭上我们的眼睛？
Can we open our hands because we're receiving something from our Heavenly Father?
我们把手打开，就像我们要从天上的父接收一些东西。
And just say, Father, I'm here.
就告诉上帝说，爸爸，我在这里。
I'm your child.
我是你的孩子。
Would you just speak over me?
可不可以对我说话？
Lord, let me feel in my heart of hearts the words that you spoke over Jesus.
让我真正在我最深层的心中听到你对我说的话。
You are my son.
对我说你是我的孩子。
You are my daughter.
你是我的女儿。
I'm so proud of you.
我为你感到骄傲。
The Lord says, I want to empower you.
主对你说，我想要把能力给到你。
Let's just receive from the Lord.
我们就从上帝接收这一切礼物。
Yeah, come Holy Spirit.
圣灵，请你来到我们中间。
Come to all the rooms, God, that are represented here.
来到每一个房间。
Lord, Holy Spirit, come down like a dove upon us.
就像鸽子一样，圣灵，请临到我们
中间。Let us hear those beautiful, beautiful words that set us free.
我们听到这些美丽的话语。
You're my son.
你是我的儿子。
You're my daughter.
你是我的女儿。
I'm so proud of you.
我对你非常的感到骄傲。
And let it melt away all the lies.
把所有的谎言都融化。
Let it melt away all the brokenness.
把所有的破碎也都融化。
Let's just receive from the Lord now.
从上帝接收这些礼物。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢。
各位 P-Nate, why don't you continue to lead us?
内牧师，请你继续领
导我们。As we continue just to receive from the Lord, just receive from the Lord.
我们也继续地从上帝接收。
I am your beloved, your creation, and you love me as I am. found me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I am your beloved, your creation, and you love me as I am. You have called me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I am your beloved, your creation, and you love me as I am. You have called me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I am your beloved, I am your beloved. Lord, it was you who created the heaven. Lord, it was your hand that put the stars in their place. Lord, it is your voice that commands the morning, even oceans and their waves bow at your feet. Lord, to your glory, oh Lord. Lord, who am I compared to your majesty? I am your beloved, your creation, and love me as I am. You have called me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I am your beloved, your creation, and love me as I am. You have called me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I am your
声音。
As our eyes are closed and our hands are open,
当我们眼睛闭着手啊手张开的时候，
We want to declare that you are a child of God.
我想要告诉你，你是上帝的孩子。
That you are beloved.
你是被上帝所爱的。
You're chosen by the Creator to be loved by Him.
你是被造物主而选择出来的。
And His pleasure is over you.
他的愉悦是在你身上。
He's proud of you.
他为你感到骄傲。
Not because of what you do,
不是因为你做的事情,
not because of your abilities,
也不是因为你的能力,
or your wealth,
或是因为你的财富,
but because you are his child.
是因为你是他的孩子。
He's madly in love with you.
他疯狂的爱着你。
And he's not disappointed in you.
他不会对你感到失望。
And I want to encourage you the rest of our day, just to let these words sink into your spirit.
我想要你在今天剩余的时间里不断地想到这些话语。
Let it penetrate your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions.
让它真的进入到你的灵魂、你的心、你的身体里。
And revelation will continue to come.
启示就会不断地来到你的身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for the word today.
上帝主耶稣，谢谢你今天对我们说的话语。
God, we're amazed that you call us your children.
我们是何等的喜悦你
，and that is who we are. 叫我们是你的孩子。And that is who we are.
这就是我们。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God.
我们是何等的开心，上帝你把我们称呼为你的孩子。
And that is who we are.
这就是我们。
I pray that you would seal this word in our hearts by the Spirit.
我祷告你会把这些的字话语深深的烙印在你的心里。
Now, Holy Spirit, allow the word to go deep within us.
圣灵会让这些话语深刻的在我们的心里。
Change us and transform us as we respond to your word.
当我们在对这些话语回应的时候，你会深刻的改变我们。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你，主耶稣。
We love you.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
主耶稣之名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're in your house churches meeting this time, and if you want to just continue to minister, please go ahead and do so.
如果你跟你的小组是一起看这段视频的话，你们可以继续的祷告。
If you're alone, I encourage you to go before the Lord in the rest of our time.
如果你是一个人的话，你可以继续在主面前花一些时间。
We're going to come back at 2:00 for our next session.
我们在下午2点的时候会再回来。
And we will continue streaming on YouTube.
我们也会继续的在 YouTube 的频道上面 stream.
For the communities in SPBJ and SPSH, you may still be using Zoom, so you connect with your leaders.
对于SPSH 跟 SPBJ 的教会们，你们可以继续的用 Zoom 来连接。
But everyone else outside of those churches will be on YouTube.
所有其他的人请用 YouTube 来做连接。
If you're SP Hong Kong, I think there are some games that maybe your house church leaders will lead you guys in playing.
如果你是 SP 香港的会众，好像有一些游戏可以是跟你的小组一起玩的。
So enjoy your water or your juice or your soup, and we'll see you back here at 2:00.
享用你的水或者是果汁或者是汤，我们2点再见。
God bless you. Bye.
上帝保佑你，再见。